This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's Baskin. I'm Phelps, and this is Jack in Solon. Hello, Jack.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Counselor, how are you?
I'm just fine, because you know what? I feel much better now, because the key is we have to play better, and we have to coach better.
Man, that happened early on, Jack.
Is it on you, though?
I mean,
is it all on you? Can we blame you?
It must be, because he said it, what, six times last year when we lost six times? And we've lost, what, seven times this year? So this is the seventh time he said it this year. It's really difficult to put a finger on what the problem is with this team. First of all, the two W's can never play for the Browns again, meaning Watson and Wills. They can never, ever play for this team again. And so I've been trying to put my finger on why did we play so well last year and we suck so bad this year. I mean, I think it's a number of things, but first of all, I think our defense is totally overrated, and people have said that Schwartz, during his second year of tenure, gets worse. So for the second year, when we have blown-up plays, there are communication problems. Should we have communication problems in his second year here? I mean, he was supposed to dumb things down and make things less complicated. It's the defensive backfield that's really causing the problem, because our defensive line is pretty damn good. But I thought he was supposed to dumb it down. It's a problem. So last week, which I was hoping was not an aberration, was in fact an aberration, and we won for Jim. Thank God we did that. But the Watson deal has set us back 3 to 5 years, just like they said it might if it backfires. And I just don't know what the answer is. Other than the fact that he seems like he's lost the locker room. I just can't put my finger on it otherwise. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't feel like he lost locker room. I just don't. I'm not there yet. And we'll see. And now is when you really lose the locker room, right? Because you know there's like zero hope of me. I mean, we were already at that point, but I think there was a sense of energy last week, even just a week ago, where there was optimism in the air that, hey, maybe it was the quarterback, or maybe it was the play calling, or maybe it's the matter of having to have other teams scheme for Nick Chubb, or having an offensive line now that doesn't have to worry about holding for 4, 5, 6 seconds when they know that the guy who's playing quarterback is going to get rid of it in two. You know, I think there was still a sense of optimism there, but you're about to see if he's going to lose the locker room or not right now. Especially, I mean, I don't know how the guys feel about Jed Wills, but again, you're talking about a guy who was a first round pick, and now he's been unseated.
I mean, the way they approached this season was like, well, we did really well last year, it's just going to continue automatically this year. I mean, we didn't play anybody in the preseason. We almost played the Cowboys like a preseason game, which really upset me, because they didn't do anything to prepare for the beginning of the season, as if we were just going to continue on the same course as last year. But last year ended really badly in Houston. We didn't fix it. In fact, people are saying this is worse than when we were 0-16 and 1-15. I got to agree. I feel worse now than I did then, because at least we expected them to be bad. We expected to make the playoffs this year. I'm just really disappointed.
Jack, thank you for the phone call.
Wow.
I think it's fair to say that everybody at least expected the team to compete for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
You know, I did. Daryl's in Manaway.
Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. You?
Hey, look, I don't think this team is really far off. I really don't. I think if they change some things on the defense, let some guys go. You know, I know they're good dancers, but it's just time to make that change. Let them go somewhere else and dance. And then the offensive line. Revamp that offensive line, and I think we're in there again. you know, talking about competing. I just don't think blowing up the team with the defense that we have, you know, the front, is – I've just never seen a team really blow it up like that. Usually the whole team is bad from front to back. And the defense is the only thing that we can hang our hats on right now besides our DBs. And I think if we just make that change, I think we will be all right. I really do. You know, I'm thinking, you know, 9-10 players. What do you guys think?
Daryl, thank you very much. Can't rebuild an offensive line in one offseason, I wouldn't think. And here's the thing. I mentioned this to Scott Petrak when he joined us at 11. I like the offensive line. Yesterday, and I could be wrong on this, at the very least, it was one of the extremely few times this year where you had the offensive line out there, Andy, who you could say you had five starters, five people who you thought were your starters. I mean, there was nobody missing yesterday because of injury. Jed Wills wasn't out there because they're playing DeJuan Jones at left tackle now. But you had Betonio, Posick,
right,
Teller, and Conklin. Do they deserve a week to get it together as a group? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe the group got too injured. Maybe the group got too old. I don't know.
Let me throw another curveball at you. What if they're making this move now because they're going to trade Jed in the next 24 hours? It
wouldn't stun me at all.
That wouldn't either. That actually makes more sense than anything else.
Wouldn't stun me at all.
Yeah.
What are you going to get for Jed?
I don't know.
Would be discouraging to have the first round pick.
Could you package
of this regime?
Could you package Jed and Za'Darius together? I don't know. I think we want to look at these like they're baseball trades, but they're not.
No.
Or basketball trades. They're just not.
Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
You know, I think my biggest concern is that.
Hey, Bill. First of all, great phone call today. Really enjoyed. Okay, go ahead.
Smart guy right there,
I've
Bill.
Always wanted to say that to you. Now I've said it. I feel better.
Well, hey, I always feel about you guys. This is not a winning organization, and that's my biggest problem. And winning is a mindset, and winning is something that you get used to. And this is a team that is, I mean, they blow coverage. They undermine themselves. They destroy themselves. And the front office does destructive stuff. They get people that they should not be getting and giving up lots of money and draft choices. This organization right now, with the leadership that it has and the Wizard of Oz out in San Diego, they're not going to get there. And because it's just not there. It doesn't take organizations this long to get to where they need to be. And then to give people this much time to be this dysfunctional is a bad sign. So if they keep Barry in there, everybody in the NFL is going to be happy because this leadership is wrong. Now, how do you change it? Look at the Lions. Look at some of these teams that when they got new leadership and they got the right coaches and the right people. I think Stefanski's a nice guy. He is not going to win you a Super Bowl. Not any. It's just not him. And
I don't know that you could say that, Bill, but I'll keep going.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's not a good coach, Jeff. I just don't think he's a Super Bowl-type coach. I mean, it took him forever to give up certain things. It took him forever to look at Mayfield and trying to figure it out. Mayfield went somewhere else and has done better. He had Mayfield, and Mayfield just went to pieces. And so I'm concerned that this organization is not even 5 years away from a Super Bowl. It may be longer. And I hate to say that because the Browns need to win one. Hey, thanks, you guys.
All right, Bill, thank you. In fairness here, Baker played his second-best football here. Carolina, it didn't work at all.
No.
Was good with the Rams for that game he flew in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that on 3 days prep?
Did
it's a really
amazing.
Nice job, but obviously didn't stick around there. He wanted to go somewhere else, and they have Matthew Stafford. But I think Kevin did a good job with Baker Mayfield. I thought Baker had some really good moments here. He also had some that made me think he's not the guy to lead you to a Super Bowl. So Bill feels the same way about the coach that I feel about the quarterback. The issue to me is Andy, you okay with? And I kind of get this. Nothing big at the bye week. No major changes expected. At this point,
that's what I think it is. Yeah.
At this point, at 2-7, if you're the coach, and let's just look at it from Kevin's perspective. If you're the coach, what options would you have to do some things? Swap out Jameis, play DTR?
No. I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
You can swatch out, I mean, you can swap out Jed. That's it. I mean, what are you doing? You're looking at, maybe you're going to put Jamari Thrash out there. I don't see a whole lot of, maybe you like Zach Zinter. I don't, you may like him a lot if they make a trade. I don't know. I'm playing
Joel.
I'm also wondering if we don't see, I mean, there's got to be a shot Jack Conklin's going to get traded too, right? I would think that he's on the block. I'd be interested to see what they're looking at. You're not messing with Betonio, Posick, or Teller, so I'm just looking at some of the other. I don't know. I just feel like they're going to lose some. They're going to probably lose beyond Zadarius. They could lose two. Double O, maybe? I don't know. I like Double O a lot, and so I like to watch him play. I just don't. I'm trying to think of who else he's in the secondary.
He's kind of ferocious. I like Oboe.
Tell you one guy I'm not trading, Corey Bjorkes. He looked good yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Jeff's in Cleveland. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I just want to jump on Jed Wills here for a second. We drafted him in the first round, everybody's saying that.
Yep.
But we drafted him as a left tackle, correct?
After he played right tackle at Alabama.
For 28 straight games. So as young as he is, if you're going to put DeJuan Jones on the left side for the rest of the season, why would we not put him on the right side and see if he could get back to the top draft pick that he was?
And I mean, if you were going to trade right Jack, wouldn't that make a lot of sense?
It sure would, and look at the money you would save. And then if Wills rejects, then you sign him. You give him an extension. He's just coming off his rookie deal. I mean, he's not going to cost you a ton of money. At least see what you got. You got two young tackles now to start fresh.
Jeff,
makes sense to me.
A bad idea. I think here's the thing. Though Jed Wills has not been Joe Thomas, okay, and we knew nobody would be, I'm not ready to give up on him. And, you know, is Jack Conklin your right tackle of the future? Probably not, based on injury history and finances. His nice home up for sale. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Either Jack's not planning to be here long, or he's a real estate investment developer guy and trying to flip and make a lot of cash. And if he is, good for him.
Yeah.
That was one heck of a photo album.
To see the pictures?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that a nice house? If you've missed it, go to cleveland.com, folks.
Look at you, Mr. Real Estate Broker. Yes.
I am. Man, that was one heck of a place. But the minute I saw it, I went, Jack's selling a house. Okay. Either he's thinking he can rent or better be renting, or he's a developer and flipper and going to pocket the cash. I like that second option better because I like Jack Conklin. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.